This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1984. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 30th, Alaska, Antarctica, Bangladesh, Belgium, Benin, Bougainville, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Gibraltar, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Korea North and South, Kuwait, North America, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Sweden, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, an important note for World of Radio listeners on shortwave in North America. We have several broadcasts via WRMI, but until now, they have been on three different antenna beams toward the south-southeast, toward the northeast, or the north-northwest. But now, Jeff White has added another broadcast for us on a northwesterly beam, meaning it crosses the United States right across the middle from Florida, 315 degrees on 5850. The time is UT Sunday 0130. That's Saturday night in North America on 5850. In the IRCA IO group, Steve AA7U Ratzlaff near Sabarita, Arizona, says the non-directional beacon in Adak, Alaska, the Aleutian Islands on 530 kHz ADK, came back on about a month ago after years of being off. He's trying for it again, but has not yet heard it. We've come to expect LRA 36 Antarctica to be on the air only on Tuesday and Thursday during the daytime, 15476. But Dan Robinson in Maryland found them on the air Friday, May 24th, a good level using the Brazilian Kiwi remote receiver at Pardinho, São Paulo. He says it's in the USB mode with vocal music. Tune in at 1605 UT. That's after an hour of blockage by a transmitter in Europe on 15475. That is Radio Free Asia in Biblis, Germany, in Chinese, and thus also jammed. He says it's straight music, only one ID heard. And in fact, I tuned in a bit later and listened for more than an hour via that remote, and heard no announcements whatsoever between 1710 and 1815, but no doubt that's what it is on its characteristic off frequency slightly below 15476. That is 15475.97. Dan says that particular remote receiver at Pardinho, Brazil, seems to work far better than some others in Brazil or in South America for picking up Antarctica. But Bruce Churchill in California says another good one is the one in Iceland, an all-water Antarctic to Arctic path. I remark about the entire hour heard being nothing but music with no IDs or any announcements. It's a tragic loss of opportunity to diffuse Antarctic culture, politics, native music, history, scientific achievements. Dan Robinson's next report of LRA 36 came on Tuesday, 28 May. 15475.98, clearest on upper sideband, but can also be heard in the AM mode, so there is a reduced but not totally suppressed carrier. He says the signal was holding in well at 1625 UT with Spanish language vocals. Not a single ID heard through nearly 1700. Ron Howard in California reports on the external service Bangladesh Betar on 4750. Heard May 28th at 12:38, for the first time, semi-readable news in English, cutting through co-channel interference from China. He says, normally CNR1 is just too strong, but not today. Still no trace of Voice of Indonesia. Makassar also reported on 4750. Alan Rowe points out a forthcoming special broadcast from the MV Castor in Belgium to celebrate the 45th anniversary of Radio Mi Amigo. Their website says it'll be for 4 days, May 30th through June 2nd, 24 hours a day on 6085 via call in Germany, also many relays on FM in various places, and presumably continuously by webcast. However, we think that they don't really mean that shortwave 6085 would be on the air 24 hours a day. Their normal schedule there is only between 07 and 17 UT. And in fact, those who tried to hear it before 07 were not, even using remote receivers in Europe. But more explicitly, they say there's an additional shortwave frequency, 7310, on Saturday and Sunday only, between 10 and 14 UT. Richard Langley says he was hearing them finally on 6085 by 0715 UT on May 30th, but very weak audio. Medium wave DX is still quite possible in the summer if you don't have too many thunderstorms nearby. Frequency to look out for in North America, even on the West Coast, is 1566 kHz. In the IRCA group, Nick Hallpatch in Victoria, BC, was hearing a transatlantic carrier there at 0400 UT on May 30th. That, of course, would be Transworld Radio Paracou Benin in West Africa. It was also being detected by Don Moman in Alberta with a decent carrier level. But Nick Hallpatch says the tropical sunrise wiped it out pretty smartly at 0530 UT. About the only shortwave station in Congo-Brazzaville, Ron Howard reports, Radio Congo on 6115, being noted with fairly consistent starting time, although the program is already in progress. May 19th, it came on at 0534 UT underneath Japan, a mess, and May 22nd at 0535 in French with no interference from Japan, but fading down by 0550. That's Radio Nikkei in Japan on the same frequency, where it's still long before sunset in the afternoon there. He says, daily propagation is different, sometimes favoring Japan, sometimes Congo. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Often not wrong is frequency accuracy. They're really pretty close to .000, but there's one transmitter which on occasion, but not always, is knocked way off below the proper frequency. I've heard this on 13740 minus and 7380 minus, and now here's another, just below 15370, which is the European service frequency, scheduled on the air between 1930 and 23 UT. By May 28th at 2122, I had a barely audible carrier measured on 15369.25. And then on the 29th on 0.24, and at that time, programming in Arabic was audible at 2030. Juan Franco Crespo, Spain, sends a story from El Nuevo Herald in Miami that a former director of Radio and TV Martí and one of the pioneers of radio in Miami has died, Salvador Lel, L-E-W. He died May 25th in Miami at the age of 90. Opposed to dictatorship, he exiled himself from Cuba in 1957 while Batista was still in power, then went back but left again after the dictatorship of Fidel Castro took over, back to Miami in 1960. He was involved in WMIE, which became WQBA La Cubanísima on 1140, among other stations. He led Radio and TV Martí from 2001 to 2003. On May 24th at 2147, an off-frequency signal caught my attention during a band scan, 9900.175. There was barely audible talk and some Middle East music past 2200. Surely it was Radio Cairo's English broadcast scheduled on 9900 between 2115 and 2245, but it had been inactive for quite some time. It is registered as 125 kilowatts at 325 degrees from Abyss for Western Europe, so it's the closest thing to a North American service by extension from Egypt. It so happens that Richard Langley in New Brunswick was also monitoring this at exactly the same time, first on his own receiver and then via the remote in Holland. In fact, he tuned in earlier and was hearing the Cairo French broadcast scheduled on 9895, but actually with the same offset as I had heard, 9895.175. He was listening from 2040 UT at first. He could hardly decide if it was really in French. The music was slightly less distorted, and there was a persistent whine of 600 hertz. Then, with better reception via the remote, he measured the frequency, and he says the audio cut off between 2100 and 2108 and then returned. There were quite clear time pips at 2115 in the start of the English program, but it was hard to tell at times it was in English, and this is still on 9895+. The transmitter stayed on that frequency until about 2131, when it switched within a few seconds to 9900.175, where it should have been from the start of the English program. That continued until about 2245, but the transmitter stayed on without any audio except for the whine until about 2323. Not every day, but I've checked a few times since and heard no trace of either frequency. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports on the new clandestine for Eritrea, Voice of Eritrean Lowlands, transmitted via France at 17 to 1730 UT on 15390, only 2 days a week. On May 25th, he had a fairly good signal, and on May 27th, a very good signal in Arabic. Alan Gale in England says the Channel 292 SCAD grid shows the German really oldies station, Radio ohne Namen, which means without a name, as having a 3-hour live broadcast Thursday, May 30th, from 15 to 18 UT on 6070. But if you missed it, they're to be live again for another 3 hours Saturday, June 1st, from 13 until 16 UT on 6070. He says, always an interesting and enjoyable station to listen to, mainly because you just don't hear this sort of music anywhere else these days. Last week we had a report about the Royal Air Force flight weather broadcast on 5450 USB coming from Gibraltar. However, this transmission is also connected with St. Eval, E-V-A-L, which, guess what, is in Cornwall, England. So we're still a bit uncertain about how this works. Perhaps the broadcasts originate and are controlled from there, but transmitted from Gibraltar, where, however, there is quite a shortage of space for such equipment. Wolfgang Büschel reports on some spurious medium-wave frequencies picked up by the remote receiver in Hungary, as reported in the ADX group. The receiver is quite close to the transmitter on 873 kHz, which probably overloads it, so it mixes with the 2-megawatt transmitter on 540 kHz, producing signals on 333 long wave and 1413 medium wave. And another similar instance, there are two spurs of the same strength on 738 and 1008 kilohertz. Each of those is 135 kilohertz away from 873. In this case, they may actually be transmitted. In DX India, Joe's Jacob says All India Radio Trivandrum is back on 7290, its daytime frequency, after some months away. Heard since 23 May. The schedule is 0232 to 0932, extended Saturdays and Sundays until 10:30. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1984. A non-commercial service, as are our website, worldofradio.com, and publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Scott Walker in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, I've enjoyed listening to World of Radio for many years. I get the podcast these days. Keep up the good work. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports on monitoring the Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya 3325. On May 18th, came on at 11:03, a carrier, but no audio, checking as late as 12:26. Same situation May 21st, from 10:54 till 11:25. May 23rd, the carrier was not heard until 12:15, but it was on when he checked at 12:42, but still no audio. Finally, on May 24th, at 11:33, there was clear audio in Chinese, but later no audio at all between 1209 and 1232. On May 25th, it started about 10:57, but again, just a carrier, no audio, with random checks through 13:15. English should have started at 1300. However, as of May 23rd, the other station on 3325, NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, had not been heard at all, says Ron Howard. About last week's report of RRI Ternate, Indonesia, on 3345, I've researched that since and found that my last report of it was October 6, 2018, circa 1233, when I detected an off-frequency carrier just below 3345, believed to be that Ternate station. There had been definite logs of it on 3344.86 on September 19th last year, so check for that precise frequency if you think you are hearing it. Ron Howard in California also replies about this. He says, I've been checking for Ternate almost daily, such as May 27th. It's the one RRI station most likely to reactivate for Ramadan, as they've done a number of years in the past, but no results so far during my morning monitoring, checking at 1118 UT. Nothing there. You're certainly correct. A good sign that it is that station is the off-frequency 3344.86. Steve McGreevy in California reports, KCBS Pyongyang, North Korea, 2850 kHz with a very strong, better than normal dawn time signal, May 25th, between 1220 until around 1300 when it faded slowly away at sunrise. Same station also reported in Arizona by Rick Barton, May 25th, the same date, at 1150 with a very strong signal. Dramatic sounding instrumental music and operatic music till the top of the hour when they went into Korean dialogue. Very good reception. Ron Howard in California reports on Echo of Hope, VOH, from South Korea on 4885. They had an easy English language lesson at 1240 to 1300 UT, but it was no longer heard on May 20th or 21st. Instead, music and Korean language. So, have they dropped it or rescheduled it? Not sure yet. Another Korean clandestine, Voice of Freedom 5920, has stayed on that frequency for quite a while instead of changing frequencies to escape North Korean jamming. Heard there May 23rd at 1213 with pop songs in Korean, but cutting through the jamming fairly well. He kept listening and kept hearing it on 5920, May 25th at 1300 with no North Korean jamming. There is jamming earlier, but they turn it off before Voice of Freedom is finished, May 26th. The jamming closed down sometime after 1306. By 1321, the jamming was off, allowing good reception of VOF. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports MOI, Radio Kuwait in English, on two frequencies instead of one for the morning broadcast, May 23rd at 05 to 08 UT. 15529.8 is scheduled on 15530, but also in English, on 15515 even instead of in Arabic, and another hour at 08 to 09 on that frequency was in Persian instead of Arabic. For the first time in many months since last year, the religious pirate somewhere in Western North America, YHWH, is back. Ron Howard heard him on 7480 AM, May 28th from TuneIn at 0256 until TuneOut at 0315. With his usual recorded diatribe, then Walt Somative in Victoria, B.C., tuned in and found him. He had changed to 7495 at 0504, but soon went off. He must be testing different frequencies. Next night, UT May 29th, Walt did not hear him on 7480 any time between 0258 and 06. And the next night after that, May 30th, Walt Somative says he found YHWH on the air at a stronger level than before, obviously live, with a local time check for 10:20 p.m. at 0520 UT, just before he went off again. And that was on 7480. Ron Howard was also monitoring at that time all the way from 0302 until off at 0521, but it was extremely weak, although he did recognize the transmission. So far in OK, I've not been able to catch him. Probably due to flooding, some Oklahoma AM stations have been off the air. WBBZ 1230 Ponca City, still off the air as of May 30th. KOKB 1580 in nearby Blackwell, where we know there's been flooding, remained on the air but with a dead carrier finally resuming modulation on May 29th. Reinhard says 3260 NBC Madang, or Mas Blong Gadamut, meaning Voice of Indigenous Drums, heard May 21st. Currently the only PNG station I can hear. Wantok Radio Light 7325 is so low-powered that I can only hear a faint carrier. And for a while now, NBC Bougainville 3325 has been off the air. Madang heard at 12:03 to 12:13 with news in English, but unreadable. Pop songs cut off in mid-song. Reinhard also says 5020 SIBC, the Voice of the Nation, on May 27th. The Solomon Islands had an earthquake, so SIBC increased audio level and extended their broadcasting time. Heard from 0925 well past 1200 UT. The closing ID in English and national anthem. But then there was over an hour of nonstop pop songs in English past 1316 without any announcements. All they can usually hear is a carrier with no trace of any audio, so that was a treat. Last week we mentioned that Voice of Africa, the external service from Sudan, was being aired on its domestic frequency, 7205. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that was again the case on May 25th from 1615 in Arabic, at 1630 in French, but that cut off abruptly at 1637, and at 1650 it was back to 9505, where English should have started at 1715. Our big fan, Niels Groman in Hamburg, Germany, says in Kina, Sweden, that's K-I-N-N-A, Swedish Ham SM6 BGP runs a medium-wave beacon on 1512 kHz with a power of 10 watts that can be heard in Central Europe when propagation conditions are good. In fact, he was hearing it May 24th to 26th, around 2050 UT, listened for a sequence of 8 tones repeated approximately every 10 seconds. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports numerous instances the past week of Voice of Turkey in the wrong language according to its own schedule. For example, May 24th at 12 UT on 13760 in Urdu instead of German. May 24th at 11965 in Kazakh instead of Russian. On May 27th, Ivo and Alan Rowe were hearing Turkish service on the wrong frequency, 13685 instead of 13635. This apparently lasted all the way from 0600 until 1255. May 28th from 05 on 6040 in Hausa instead of Turkish. May 29th at 1000 on 9655.7 Georgian instead of 9655 even. Artie Bigley forwards an ARRL story that the Hara Arena in Trotwood, Ohio, the home of the Dayton Hamvention for more than 6 decades, was among the structures severely damaged when tornadoes swept through the Dayton area on Memorial Day. A reminder of our New World of Radio time on WRMI on the Northwest Antenna, aimed right across North America, Saturday nights, UT Sunday 0130 on 5850. On May 27th, a new program was heard on 15770 from WRMI, says Richard Langley in New Brunswick, at 12 UT. It's APS Radio. They say they are an internet service providing a number of different musical and talk formats. WRMI says the schedule is Monday through Friday at 12 to 13 on 15770 and 19 to 21 on 9455. Their website says it's internet radio commercial free, but at APSradio.com, I wonder who owns it, who finances it, where is it, and what does APS stand for? I finally found a bit of info under trademarks. It's an acronym standing for Atlantic Pacific Systems. APS Radio and Radio ORE Nova Scotia are registered trademarks. Where is it? Well, 45N appears all over the website, which happens to be the latitude of Nova Scotia. Another obscure station on the web is taking the plunge into shortwave. And while checking the WRMI sched grid, I found another new one. It's Radio for Peace International. That would be the new station in Europe, no connection with the old Costa Rican station. It is scheduled Fridays only at 20 to 21 on 15770. Still no more tests heard from the WBCQ superstation. An update from Alan Weiner Worldwide, May 25th, as copied by John Carver. There had been some setbacks with the transmitter. They were waiting on parts and a crew from the manufacturer to install them. They had a water leak in the water cooling system, and the PA tube and its socket were damaged. It would take four men to move the tube. Alan said he was not impressed with the design of the new transmitter. May 29th at 05:33, I found strong signals of dead air, both from WTWW 5830 and WWCR 5935. At least 5890 was not on the air this time with dead air. By the way, the WWCR schedules on its website expire May 31st, so from June 1st there could be some adjustments in time spans, which imply they're each of the four transmitters are on the air 24 hours. But in fact, as program schedules admit, there is much less usage, especially of number four. Besides the two Oklahoma AM stations I mentioned off the air, another one near here, much more noticeable, KFTI 1070, Classic Country in Wichita, Kansas, has been missing for several days. It was finally back on the air the afternoon of May 29th. Meanwhile, their frequency had not been corrected. I remeasured them on May 30th at 1069.977 kilohertz. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports a weak signal from Vietnam Democracy Radio via Paochung, Taiwan, May 29th at 1230 to 1300 on 9670. Reinhard, California, also reports this. Radio Duploy Song Nui, don't hold me to those tones, presumed. Still being heard daily since May 18th, always with siren jamming, presumably from Vietnam, starting just before their sign-on at 12:30. He says he's sent some reception reports to them, one in English and one in Google Vietnamese, to their Gmail address, presumably located in San Jose, California, but no reply. Sometime when I'm in San Jose, Ron says, I need to stop by their office. And one more from Ron Howard about ZBC Radio Zanzibar 6015. They're no longer signing on at 0300 UT. Instead, they cut on the air with programming already in progress around 0330 or May 19th at 0329. In the Minnesota DX Club, Richard Larson says, the go-to guy for Sony 2010 repairs has been arrested. Looks like he'll be out of the repair business for a while. For details, Google Rodney Wahlberg Ishpeming. The Propagation Outlook from Boulder, issued May 27th. Unsettled to active conditions expected May 28th to 30th, with ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on the 29th. Then unsettled to quiet conditions May 31st to June 2nd. And after that, mostly quiet under nominal solar wind conditions, meaning ANK indices of only 5 and 2, from June 3rd to 22nd. Solar flux rising from 67 May 30th to a peak of 72 June 2nd to 13th, and then down to 67 again by June 16th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1984. Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll make a point of hearing me again next week, starting with a standard disclaimer.